expeditions are being launched by the National Museum of Natural History in Paris and Pro Natura International, along with the International Union for Conservation of Nature. The first team is setting out in November to conduct an inventory of fauna and flora in little-known areas of Mozambique. Worldwide, scientists have only identified a small fraction of the millions of species they estimate are living on our planet. Taking these kinds of inventories is critical, they say, because habitats are disappearing. A botanist at London's Royal Botanical Gardens, Jonathan Timberlake, is a member of the research team going to Mozambique to focus on little-known coastal forest areas.
These coastal forests have been looked at in quite a lot of detail in Kenya and particularly in Tanzania in recent years, and they've shown very high levels of diversity, but also very high levels of endemism, that's species which are only found in very restricted areas, not found across wide areas, but just very restricted areas. And it's always been assumed that these forests continue into Mozambique, but nobody's ever really looked at it.
The project is being conducted in close collaboration with Mozambican research institutes. Timberlake says taking stock of the country's biodiversity is critical because Mozambique is developing rapidly. Agriculture, timber extraction, oil and gas exploration all pose threats to wildlife.
If we are aware of what is there and which are the particular sites which are the most important, maybe the Mozambican government, who have shown interest in this, can help conserve these areas and allow development to go on in adjacent areas, but to allow some of the most special sites, the ones that are particularly rich or have particularly species of very limited extent, which in a way don't occur outside of Mozambique or just a very small area across the border, they can help get these areas conserved, and hopefully we're all going to benefit from that.
Next year, scientists will also take stock of the marine biodiversity in previously unexplored areas of Madagascar. The two projects are part of a massive 10-year enterprise dubbed Our Planet Reviewed. The goal is to conduct biodiversity inventories of little-known areas around the world, which are considered to be priorities in nature conservation. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.